I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today, an article written by Steven Rosenfeld entitled 50 Far-Right Proposals from the 2016 Republican Platform that could end up on Trump's desk. This will be part one of a two-part podcast. In this podcast, we will look at proposals numbers 1 through 25. Number 1, tax cuts for the rich. The proposal states, wherever tax rates penalize thrift or discourage investment, they must be lowered. Dear GOP, I agree. A review of historical economic periods of bust and boom reveals that our economy functions best for the majority when top income tax rates are between 70% and 90%. That is how much we should lower them from 100%. The proposal continues. Wherever current provisions of the code are disincentives for economic growth, they must be changed. We propose to level the international playing field by lowering the corporate tax rate to be on a par with or below the rates of other industrial nations. Dear GOP, that is unnecessary, as tax subsidies and government handouts already level the playing field. In fact, they level the field so much that America is far and away the richest nation on earth. So exactly where did you get the idea that we need even more advantages? Number 2, deregulate the banks. The proposal states, the Republican vision for American banking calls for establishing transparent, efficient markets where consumers can obtain loans they need at reasonable rates based on market conditions. Dear GOP, in 1978, the Supreme Court legalized usury. So your song and dance about reasonable rates based on market conditions is a pipe dream. Interest rates can be as high as the crooks can get away with. The legalization of theft is the basic mission of the Republican Party, as your platform clearly shows. And in the Word document associated with this podcast, I supplied a link to the history of usury. The proposal continues. Unfortunately, in response to the financial institutions crisis of 2008-2009, the Democratic-controlled Congress enacted the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, otherwise known as the Dodd-Frank Act. Dear GOP, those damn Democrats, always messing things up by fighting for the masses. The good news for you is, now that you have gained control of the entire U.S. government for the first time in history in the 2016 elections, you can undo the damage they did and legalize an obscene transfer of wealth from the already reeling masses into the pockets of your benefactors. But I'm sure you won't take advantage of the situation, will you? Number 3, stop consumer protection. The proposal states, the worst of Dodd-Frank is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, deliberately designed to be a rogue agency. It answers to neither Congress nor the executive, has its own guaranteed funding outside the appropriations process. If the Bureau is not abolished, it should be subjected to congressional appropriation. Dear GOP, you must really be chuckling about the masses voting you complete control of the government, huh? The fact that they are the ones who made it possible for you to stop consumer protection has to be a source of immense amusement at conservative parties. Number 4, repeal environmental laws. The proposal states, we call for a comprehensive review of federal regulations, especially those dealing with the environment, that make it harder and more costly for Americans to rent, buy, or sell homes. Dear GOP, well worded. Open up America to devastation by the big corporations but phrase it as an attempt to protect homeowners. Sadly, most people fall victim to your devious and intentionally misleading wording. Number 5, shriek unions and union labor. The proposal states, "We renew our call for repeal of the Davis-Bacon Law, which limits employment and drives up construction and maintenance costs for the benefit of unions." Dear GOP, analyzing the wording and rephrasing it in simple English yields, take away benefits that would have gone to the workers, thereby reducing costs for the wealthy and increasing their profits. Yep, there's no doubt that this is the Republican platform. The statement continues, although unionization has never been permitted in any government agency concerned with national security, the current administration has reversed that policy for the Transportation Security Administration. We will correct that mistake. We support the right of states to enact right-to-work laws and call for a national law to protect the economic liberty of the modern workforce. Dear GOP, the economic liberty of the modern workforce is protected by unions. When I Googled right-to-work laws, guess what I found? I found a map that showed which states had them. The map looked exactly like a map of the 2016 presidential election. Those laws are mainly found in Republican-controlled states. So you already have what you claim you want. Therefore, you are being dishonest. What you are gunning for is the power to force the other states that don't want them to be forced to have them. So you are only for states' rights when it benefits you, but suddenly you are for big government and federal control when you want to force your control on others. That is why it was suicide for America to turn over control of the federal government to you, as they will learn soon enough when Carrot Top is sworn in. Number 6. Privatize Federal Railway Service. The proposal states, Amtrak is an extremely expensive railroad for the American taxpayers, who must subsidize every ticket. Dear GOP, why would it be less expensive for a private company? The proposal continues, the federal government should allow private ventures to provide passenger service in the Northeast Corridor. The same holds true with regard to high-speed and intercity rail across the country. We reaffirm our intention to end federal support for boondoggles like California's high-speed train to nowhere. Dear GOP, you must be thinking of that Alaska boondoggle with its population of way less than 1 million. In California, where the population is almost 40 million, there are no places resembling nowhere. Anywhere you go in California, no matter how secluded, you are likely to stumble upon people fornicating. Number 7, no change in federal minimum wage. The proposal states, minimum wage is an issue that should be handled at the state and local level. Dear GOP, that would be great if you could trust the states. Unfortunately, the South has proven that you can't. That is why they are the armpit of America in every category. Without a federal minimum, Southerners would starve to death, and the undereducated survivors would still vote Republican. Number 8, cut government salaries and benefits. The proposal states, the taxpayers spend an average of $35,000 a year per employee on non-cash benefits, triple the average non-cash compensation of the average worker in the private sector. Federal employees receive extraordinary pension benefits and vacation time wildly out of line with those of the private sector. Dear GOP, as usual, your dishonesty meter is registering in the red. You completely ignored salaries, which, as most people know, are less for federal employees than they are in private industry. Number 9. Appoint anti-choice Supreme Court justices. The proposal states, only a Republican president will appoint judges who respect the rule of law expressed within the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Dear GOP, branch does not enforce the Declaration of Independence. Laws are not declared undeclarational. They're declared unconstitutional. Do you know why that is? It's because they enforce the Constitution. And how come you are not so concerned with the rule of law when the topic of Roe v. Wade comes up? How come you openly admit to wanting judges who will fight against established law? And their proposal continues, including the inalienable right to life and the laws of nature and nature's God, as did the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Dear GOP, yet you conservatives are the biggest supporters of the death penalty, so apparently life is only inalienable when you want it to be. And what makes you think that nature's God is the Christian God? If the founders had wanted to refer to Jesus or his dad, why would they have called him nature's God? The answer is they wouldn't. They would have just called him God. Since we know that most of the founding fathers were deists, nature's God is exactly the way you would have expected them to phrase it. As for Scalia, I think you would have been better off leaving obscenity out of your platform. Number 10. Appoint anti-LGBT and anti-Obamacare justices. The proposal states, only such appointments will enable courts to begin to reverse the long line of activist decisions, including Roe, Obergefell, and the Obamacare cases that have usurped Congress's and the state's lawmaking authority. Dear GOP, please explain how Roe and Obamacare usurped Congress's authority. You can't, because they were approved by Congress and confirmed to be constitutional by the Supreme Court. All three branches of government were behind those acts. That means your argument is dead. But even worse, it is about as deceitful as an argument can get. 11. Legalize anti-LGBT discrimination. The proposal states, we endorse the First Amendment Defense Act, Republican legislation in the House and Senate which will bar government discrimination against individuals and businesses for acting on the belief that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. Dear GOP, let me get this straight. You want to bar discrimination by allowing discrimination? You people are seriously lacking in rational thinking skills. But when you are nothing more than pimps for the rich, it's not like you have any other options, is it? Number 12, make Christianity a national religion. The proposal states, we support the public display of the Ten Commandments as a reflection of our history and our country's Judeo-Christian heritage, and further affirm the rights of religious students to engage in voluntary prayer at public school events and to have equal access to school facilities. Dear GOP, you are asking for something that you already have. Any student can pray at any public school whenever they want to. That is not what you are after. You are after the right to force all other students to submit to Christian domination. Do you really expect us to believe that you would support Muslim prayers? We both already know the answer to that one, don't we? 13. Loosen campaign finance loopholes and dark money. The proposal states, freedom of speech includes the right to devote resources to whatever cause or candidate one supports. Dear GOP, that one is easy to disprove. Churches are not allowed to endorse political candidates. The fact that they brazenly flaunt the law does not mean that their activities become legal. The proposal continues, we oppose any restrictions or conditions that would discourage citizens from participating in the public square or limit their ability to promote their ideas, such as requiring private organizations to publicly disclose their donors to the government. Dear GOP, this is all unnecessary. Your conservative Supreme Court justices passed Citizens United, thus effectively ending democracy in the United States. So you've already won that one. 14. Loosen gun controls nationwide. The proposal states, we support firearm reciprocity legislation to recognize the right of law-abiding Americans to carry firearms to protect themselves and their families in all 50 states. Dear GOP, you left out the fact that you also support the right of non-law-abiding citizens to carry firearms by refusing to pass legislation requiring background checks, even on terrorists. The proposal continues. We support constitutional carry statutes and salute the states that have passed them. We oppose ill-conceived laws that would restrict magazine capacity or ban the sale of the most popular and common modern rifle. Dear GOP, where does the most popular and common modern rifle appear in the Second Amendment? What is the purpose of military-grade weapons for citizens? A coup? Treason? Or for hunting gigantic rabbits? Number 15. Pass an anti-choice constitutional amendment. The proposal states, we assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child has a fundamental right to life, which cannot be infringed. Dear GOP, the majority do not agree with you. The Supreme Court does not agree with you. However, I will grant that the devoutly religious agree with you, which is strong evidence that your position is wrong. I've yet to see any position that religious nut jobs get right. Their proposal continues, we support a human life amendment to the Constitution and legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment's protections apply to children before birth. Dear GOP, typical hypocrisy. The biggest enemy you people have is the 14th Amendment. You constantly fight against equality. Yet when you think you can use it to support one of your pet causes, like abortion, look how quickly you people become instant 14th Amendment fans. I don't think there's an honest bone to be found in your entire party. Number 16. End federal funding for Planned Parenthood. The proposal states, we oppose the use of public funds to perform or promote abortion or to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood so long as they provide or refer for elective abortions or sell fetal body parts rather than provide health care. Dear GOP, you devious little bastards, notice at the very end where you inserted the word rather right before the words than provide health care? You got caught red-handed being duplicitous. But then again, without deception, you wouldn't have a party, would you? 17. Allow states to shut down abortion clinics. The proposal states, we condemn the Supreme Court's activist decision in Whole Woman's Health versus Hellerstedt, striking down common-sense Texas laws providing for basic health and safety standards in abortion clinics. Dear GOP, whenever decisions go against you, they are activists. Yet when you use your 5-member majority to actually rewrite the Constitution, you refuse to admit that your puppets are the activists. One example being when the 5 conservative judges ruled that corporations were people, with freedom of speech and religion just like an individual. Corporations are not people. Corporations contain people, along with physical assets, intellectual property, contracts, and many other things. Now you know what activism really means. Number 18. Oppose stem cell scientific research. The proposal states, we oppose embryonic stem cell research. Dear GOP, of course you do. Using science to alleviate human suffering goes against everything you stand for. I only wish that you could have your wish and that no advancements that come from stem cell research could be used on Republicans. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, and you people will be the first in line to get your medical miracles when they are developed, as you elbow your way in front of all the poor, sick, and elderly people who waited for those miracles. Their proposal continues. We support adult stem cell research and urge the restoration of the National Placental Stem Cell Bank, created by President George H.W. Bush, but abolished by his Democratic successor, President Bill Clinton. We oppose federal funding for harvesting embryos and call for a ban on human cloning. Dear GOP, I would just like to attach a rider to your amendment, a ban on the cloning of anyone who is still voting Republican. Number 19, oppose executive branch policy making. The proposal states, we condemn the current administration's unconstitutional expansion into areas beyond those specifically enumerated, including bullying of state and local governments in matters ranging from voter ID laws to immigration, from health care programs to land use decisions, and from forced education curricula to school restroom policies. Dear GOP, federal regulations are the only mechanism we have against the inhuman policies promoted in conservative-controlled states. Need an example? Try slavery. 20. Oppose efforts to end the Electoral College. The proposal states, we oppose the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact and any other scheme to abolish or distort the procedures of the Electoral College. Dear GOP, at least you guys are consistent, and I do mean guys. Your attacks on democracy never cease. It has always been and continues to be one of your greatest enemies. 21. Require citizenship documents to register to vote. The proposal states, we support legislation to require proof of citizenship when registering to vote and secure photo ID when voting. We strongly oppose litigation against states exercising their sovereign authority to enact such laws. Dear GOP, sovereign states is Confederate code language. We don't have sovereign states, as you learned the hard way during the Civil War, a war which continues to this very day in the form of a Cold War. Number 22. Ignore undocumented immigrants when drawing congressional districts. The proposal states, in order to preserve the principle of one person, one vote, we urge our elected representatives to ensure that citizenship, rather than mere residency, be made the basis for the apportionment of representatives among the states. Dear GOP, since when did you become so interested in one person, one vote? Your voter suppression tactics, electoral college support, and brazen gerrymandering are proof that you do everything in your power to suppress the democratic process. Number 23, no labeling of GMO ingredients in food products. The proposal states, the intrusive and expensive federal mandates on food options and menu labeling should be ended as soon as possible by Republican Congress. We oppose the mandatory labeling of genetically modified food, which has proven to be safe, healthy, and a literal lifesaver for millions in the developing world. Dear GOP, finally, after 22 positions that defy common sense and human decency, you actually got one right. See, you can get behind science on those rare occasions when it doesn't threaten your wallets. Okay, now you're on the right track. Let's see if you can keep it going and string together two consecutive policy positions that don't attempt to attack the masses. Number 24, add work requirements to welfare and cut food stamps. The proposal states nearly all the work requirements for able-bodied adults instituted by our landmark welfare reform of 1996 have been removed. We will restore those provisions and to correct a mistake made when the food stamp program was first created in 1964, separate the administration of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, from the Department of Agriculture. Dear GOP, well, to be honest, I didn't think you'd be able to repeat your single moment of clarity and human decency. After all, if you could have, then you would be in jeopardy of no longer being Republicans, wouldn't you? Glad to see you return to form by attacking the poorest and most vulnerable members of our society. I was afraid for a moment that you might be losing your touch. And number 25, open America's shores to more oil and gas drilling. The proposal states, "We support the opening of public lands and the outer continental shelf to exploration and responsible production, even if these resources will not be immediately developed." Dear GOP, great point. Let's heat up this old earth until it gets like Venus and Mercury. Like the brightest mind in your party, Sarah Palin, said, "Drill, baby, drill." And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is far worse than thought. There's an enormous floating island of trash in the Pacific Ocean, and it's much bigger than previously believed. The patch measures about 1.3 million square miles. The United Nations says it is growing so quickly it can be seen from space. An estimated 5 trillion pieces of plastic are floating in the world's oceans, damaging the food chain. This was the first ever aerial survey of the garbage patch. During recent flights, surveyors saw debris everywhere. It was impossible to record everything. It was bizarre to see that much garbage in what should be pristine ocean. Environmentalists who set out to survey the so-called Great Pacific Garbage Patch were stunned by the density of plastic containers, fishing nets, and other refuse. Reconnaissance flights over the heart of the swirling dump between California and Hawaii found chunks of garbage, mostly plastics, many of them measuring more than half a yard. The refuse is a ticking time bomb, because the big stuff will crumble down to microplastics over the next few decades if action isn't taken soon. Fish and other marine life eat the microplastics, passing them up the food chain. Next year, the group plans to test a V-shaped rubber boom that aims to herd floating rubbish into a cone. If no action is taken, there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean by 2050. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Rousas John Rushdoony, born 1916, died 2001 at the age of 84. He was a Calvinist philosopher, historian, and theologian, and is widely credited for exerting considerable influence on the evangelical Christian right movement and the modern Christian homeschool movement. Here is the quote from Rousas John Rushdoony. "One faith, one law, and one standard of justice did not mean democracy. The heresy of democracy has since then worked havoc in church and state. Christianity and democracy are inevitably enemies."
Are you ready, Bruce?